What about the tour? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, as an 11-week chunk out of my life, I learned an awful lot about me, and quite a bit about how intimidating New Zealand can be. I was in the early stage of the tour, I was one of only three fit second rows, because Maurice Colclough went out carrying an injury. So he didn't play the first part of the tour. I played the first game and then the second game against Auckland. And then they brought Maurice in to get him fit, and then they kept him in to keep him fit so that he had the match. He has a hardness. So there was very definitely a Wednesday team and a Saturday team. And I found myself in the Wednesday team. Mm-hmm. And it was an experience just to be on the tour, because of all the other things that you did. You didn't just play rugby. We went around to schools and stuff like that. As far as my playing on the tour, I was frustrated not to get a call up into the test squad, particularly because I felt and I was told that I played really well against Andy Hayden, who was then the test second row. I think it was the second game in against Auckland. So I was disappointed that I didn't get the test. And then towards the end of the tour, when there was a bit of a chance that I might have got more games, I was ill. I had food poisoning that put me out for almost a week. Awesome playing with and against some of the best players in the world. So I mentioned earlier about the step up as you went up each of these grades. Well, playing for the Lions, it seemed like there was no time to spare. Everything happened so fast. Yeah. You know, tackles came in fast. You had the ball in your hands and you were being hit. You know, there was no time to sort of think about things. And you know, so as you got used to it, it was great. It was just, I mean, I've never been as fit or as fast as I was on that tour, because we trained virtually every single day.
And coming back off the tour, you played the All Blacks again, didn't you?
Yeah, that was for the South and Southwest down at Bristol, and I think I may have thrown a pass that was intercepted by John Kerwin. And he scored the winning try. I could be mistaken there, but I definitely had a hand in the All Blacks winning the game. Yeah, I actually found it very difficult coming back off that tour.
It's a big wonder.
Mentally, I think I was a bit out of it. And I think it took me a good, you know, 3 or 4 months to get myself back. And I think the game against the All Blacks at Bristol was a bit early for me. I don't think I'd had a long enough break after the Lions tour, and I definitely hadn't trained hard enough up until that game. But that was a good day. That was a good day. Huge crowd. David Trick bought me a sherry an hour and a half before kick-off. I don't think that helped. but that was a good day.
Yeah, there was quite a big Gloucester presence in that team, because there was Phil Blakely was captain, and then also in the team, Richard Mogg, Steve Mills, Malcolm Preedy, John Orwin, Mike Teague and John Garrett.
Well.
So it was a big Gloucester representation.
Yeah, there's always a in a very good atmosphere
at Bristol for those tourist games.
Yeah.
And they pack them in at Bristol, don't they?
Yeah.
They did, in those days, they did. For those tourist games, people were apparently hanging from the rafters.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah. But the All Blacks always packed them in. And always that tremendous atmosphere.
Barbarians.
I think I played twice. I think I played against Northampton in the Mobs Memorial game. And then I played against Newport. Yeah. On a Friday night or a Monday night, I can't remember. My abiding memory of the Barbarians was it was unfortunate for me that on both games I drove up, played the game, and then went straight home.
Mm.
So there was no, you know, like there'd be now, you meet in a hotel a couple of days before and you train together and you have the sort of all that stuff going on. There was nothing. You just drove up to the game, played the game, and because you were driving a car, you could only have half a shandy and then you go home. But the weird thing is that when I played against Newport, I can't remember what the exact figures were, but you were allowed to claim mileage allowance, and it was something, I don't know, 8 pence a mile then, some crazy figure. So I was filling in the form, you know, to get your money back, and then at the bottom of the form, it said, would you like to buy a Barbarian's tie, or would you like to buy a Barbarian's sweater? So I bought a tie and a sweater, and I had to cut them a cheque for about 25 quid. Yeah. So I played for the Barbarians, it cost me 25 quid, and I had to drive myself home. And you didn't get the keeper's shirt. So, you know, it was an honour, but honestly, guys, you know, you owe me some money for that.